Welcome to another episode of the Criminal Law Department Presents podcast, a production of the Criminal Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School in Charlottesville, Virginia. Every 2 weeks, we release a new episode. Today, we're going to have a conversation about a recent opinion from the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. Please note that these episodes may contain facts and circumstances surrounding criminal trials. Listener discretion is advised.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable United States Court of Appeals of the Armed Forces is now open and in session. God save the United States of America in this honorable court.
Hello and welcome back to CAF Chats. I am Major Callie Kerr, and today I'm joined by
the partially esteemed Lieutenant Colonel Justin Nottingham.
Sir, what a privilege it is to have the Vice Chair here with us today. Today we're going to be discussing the CAF decision of United States versus Senior Airman Monica R. Arroyo. And the issue before us is of plea agreements as part of sentence appropriateness review. So let's get started with the facts of the case. In this case, appellant was charged with two specifications of sexual assault in violation of Article 120 of the UCMJ. The charges arise from allegations that the appellant sexually assaulted another airman, LP, at a house party hosted by another senior airman. Prior to trial, appellant negotiated a plea agreement with the government. Appellant offered to plead guilty to assault consummated by battery in violation of Article 120 of the UCMJ and not guilty to the two sexual assault allegations. The Article 128 offense would be constructively preferred and referred to court-martial. It was not on the original charge sheet. Appellant also agreed to accept a sentence that included a minimum of 14 days confinement and a mandatory bad conduct discharge. It is important to note in this case that the agreement included a provision that upon announcement of sentence, the government would move to dismiss the two Article 120 specifications with prejudice. There is no mention in the record of dismissal being conditioned upon the completion of appellate review. Sir, do you have anything to add on that point?
You know, Kelly, I love a good quick turn on plea agreements, but this condition would appear to be either an oversight by the government or a conscious decision to assume a lot of risk that could have had dire consequences, particularly where we're looking at this case on appeal. So not my preferred method of how to handle things out in the field. Definitely recommend having, you know, any of these matters be with regards to dismissal being ripening into prejudice upon completion of appellate review. But if you could maybe bring us back to Arroyo, enough of my thoughts on that.
Thank you, sir. So in Arroyo, the military judge did sentence the appellant in accordance with the plea agreement, but the sentence was to 37 days confinement and a bad conduct discharge. And just a reminder that the 14 days was the minimum. So on appeal, Arroyo argued that the discharge was inappropriately severe for the Article 120 offense that was part of the plea agreement. Sir, can you bring us to the Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals review?
Yeah, Kelly. So the Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals, or AFCCA, looked at the entire record. AFCCA did find the sentence inappropriately severe and granted relief. They reduced confinement to the minimum in accordance with the plea agreement, that being 14 days. AFCCA did not grant any relief on the bad conduct discharge. Now, with regards to the 14 days, at this point in the procedural history, that's a pretty empty relief with regards to Arroyo in this case. Anyhow, AFCCA emphasized the benefit of the bargain. By pleading guilty, Arroyo avoided criminal exposure and collateral consequences, most notably sex offender registration associated with an Article 120 offense. That context mattered when judging whether the sentence she received was fair.
So when the case reached the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces, there was a narrow issue at that point. So CAF looked at this specific question. Can an appellate court consider the benefits of a plea agreement when deciding whether a sentence is appropriate? So Judge Hardy here, writing for a unanimous court, said yes. The reasoning was straightforward. An accused's willingness to enter a plea is strong evidence that the punishment is reasonable. And the fact that appellant agreed here to enter into a plea agreement may be considered in making a sentence appropriateness determination. Sir, thoughts on the left and right limits of this opinion?
Yeah, sure, Callie. So the court was careful in addressing this issue. It stressed that recognizing the bargain does not mean presuming guilt on dismissed charges or comparing sentences to hypothetical convictions. Instead, it's about acknowledging why the accused and the government believe the sentence was appropriate at the time. The court was clear that it is not impossible to violate an appellant's presumption of innocence when performing sentence appropriateness review. However, the record did not support that here. Callie, could you take us through some of the takeaways for the field on this?
Yes, sir. So this is a pretty straightforward case. And so we have just a couple of takeaways here for U.S. v. Arroyo. The first is counsel on the field need to understand that when initiating any plea negotiations, be aware that appellate courts will look at the plea agreement itself when analyzing sentence appropriateness. And then number two here, consider development of the record. Think about understanding that the plea agreement will be considered as part of that entire record, as part of the sentence appropriateness review. So what would you want in the record for that determination? So counsel should consider stating on the record the reasoning for the particular terms of the plea agreement, because a well-developed record can assist appellate courts in making an appropriate determination on sentence appropriateness.
And I think with nothing else, Callie, I think that's it for today's episode of CAF Chats. As always, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and join us next time as we break down more developments shaping the practice of military justice.
Thanks for joining us today for another episode of the Criminal Law Department Presents podcast. If anything you heard sparked a thought, we'd love to connect with you. Your comments help us create better future content for the field or the fleet. Reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram. The information can be found in the show notes for today's episode. The views expressed in today's podcast are those of the presenters and not necessarily the Judge Advocate General, the Department of the Army, or the Department of Defense.
Thanks, counsel, for both sides. Court will stand in recess until further order of the court.